If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. And yes, my man is correct. You absolutely have come to the right place. How about week four in the NFL? Obviously, week five starts tonight, but week four, Steve Fezzik, my co-host here on the Even Money Podcast, the only two-time winner of the Super Bowl professional football betting. He's pregame.com's finest football handicapper, and he's a guy you can follow on Twitter like I do, at Fezzik Sports, was up 9 units last week. 9 units, and is now up 10 units for the season. And I wasn't too shabby either. I was up 5 units for week four, and I'm now at -1, so just barely below the break-even point. Obviously, Steve, the star of the show. And by the way, I should mention, my name's Ross Tucker, in case you're new. Glad to have you. Played NFL offensive line for 7 years. Not really a gambler per se, but it's fun. It's fun to learn more about it. It's fun to make my picks, make my bets with a pro like Steve. And we nailed it, Steve, on the Redskins. I mean, that's the second time the Redskins have really come up big for me. We had a double best bet. We both put 2 units on the under and 2 units on the Redskins, and they both came through. That is what you call a good game, Steve.
And I think we've done very well when we have our best bets, consensus, two minds come together for different reasons, and even in your mailbag question, we talked about parlays, and we talked about that being a correlated parlay, skins to the under, and that hit as well, not a part of our overall record, but maybe some people bet that. I wish every week could be like the last week.
Yep, the only best bet we did not hit was the Raiders. We both put 1 unit, just 1 unit on the Raiders, so not a ton of conviction on it, and they did not come through. And you had even said, Steve, that it was a great spot for the Bears. You also, by the way, called Joe Philbin's firing, which is amazing. And your teaser came through. So that's why you're a pro, and that's why everybody listens. So without further ado, let's get into it. By the way, I should mention yet again that if you ever want to ask Steve a specific question, you can do that by just forwarding us an email. Forward it to me, ross@rostucker.com. If you forward an email with a sponsor confirmation like BetDSI or any of the other rostucker.com sponsors on the sponsor page, just forward that to me. I'll make sure Steve answers it. In fact, Steve, let's answer this one now so that people know as we go through this podcast. And it comes to us from Kevin Brown, who forwarded me a 1-800-FLOWERS sponsor confirmation. So thank you, Kevin. He just wants you to explain more about what you mean when you say you have this team 3 points below average, 2 points above average. How do you come up with what is an above an average team? And then what makes, you know, a team below or above that mark? And he went on to say, I've been listening to sports podcasts for years, and after finding your podcast 5 weeks ago, I am hooked. I enjoy hearing the NFL regular guy side of your story. So again, that's Kevin Brown, who forwarded me, ross@rostucker.com, a 1-800-FLOWERS confirmation email. What? How do you arrive at the average, and what teams are above or below that number?
It's a combination of art and science, coaching, yards per play, the statistics. I put it all together. What differentiates my power ratings from most is, I know, Ross, you do a great job with your power ratings. You put them out Tuesday on one of your podcasts, and you just rank the teams. But I actually put a numerical value. So the best team in the NFL right now is the New England Patriots. I have them 8.5 for the power rating. That means if they played an average team on a neutral site, they'd be laying 8.5 points in that game. And that's always my starting point when I'm making my decision to make wagers in the NFL.
Got it. All right, cool. Well, Bri, without further ado, let's do it.
All right, let's start off with tonight. The Houston Texans at home, they are -4 to the Indianapolis Colts. Total, they're 40.5 points.
Steve, is this number still up to date? Because this is a really interesting game to start with, because we're recording this at 11:34 a.m. Eastern time, and about an hour ago, the news broke that Matt Hasselbeck, not Andrew Luck, will start for the Colts tonight. And I'm just curious, Steve, in the last hour, how much of an impact has that had on the line, on the over-under number, and are people banging the Texans or banging the under now, potentially?
They're banging both. It was pick 'em in 45 yesterday. And then insider trading, somebody knew about it early, because last night that line went up to Texans -2.5, and the total dropped to 43.5. And now with the confirmation of the news, it's 4 to 4.5 on Houston and 41 for a total. And so this is an example too. It's like the stock market. You can almost read the screen late last night and have concluded, oh, Luck is going to be out.
That's really interesting. And makes you wonder, right? I mean, how that information, because none of the insiders had posted it. But then again, I'm sure, you know, Matt Hasselbeck's brother, Tim, probably had a pretty good idea of it and how that goes. And I think the big indicator was when the Colts re-signed Josh Johnson yesterday, Steve. I think people thought, man, oh, man, if they're re-signing Josh Johnson, Luck must be out. And I think maybe some of those people were reading the tea leaves. I'm just going to put one unit on the under here. I think the Texans win the game now. This is a good spot for the Texans. Short week for the Colts on the road. Hasselbeck sick. Texans just got totally blown out. If I can get it at 41, you said you're seeing that some places. I'll take one unit on the under in this one for the Mallett versus Matt Hasselbeck matchup.
And think how powerful the inside information on this could be, because you could have just bet $20,000 on Houston at Pick'em and turn right around and play Indianapolis +200, bet $7,000 or bet $15,000 to make $30,000 and lock in a profit of over $5,000 if you had that information. No risk at all. This is going to be up to Bri whether he wants to call this a best bet or not. I'm going to play a prop on this game. I think that Indy will be very conservative early in the game, and Houston's always conservative. First quarter, under 7.5 points. You have to lay $1.40 on that bet, one unit.
The best bet.
All right, we will call it a best bet. Let's move on to Sunday. The Tampa Bay Bucks -3 at home against the Jaguars, 42 points the total. Go ahead, Steve.
Boy. I do have Tampa Bay. I have them -7 in my power ratings and Jacksonville -8. So I have Tampa Bay better, although, you know, I think I've got Tampa Bay overrated, because Winston, we'll see how he is next year, because the rest of this year he's just awful. He could have thrown 8 interceptions instead of 4. I'm not betting on that team despite what my power rating says. I'm going to pass.
You know, I know I've lost a bunch of money the last 2 years with the Jags. But I think the Jags are going to win the game. I have little faith in the Bucks. I think the Jags win the game. They're getting 3 points. So I'm going to put – but because I've lost money with them, I guess I'm only going to just put one unit. I'm going to wimp out and put one unit on the Jags, getting the 3 points. I think they're going to win this game outright. I think they're the better team than the Bucks right now.
All right, Ross, your Buffalo Bills, -2.5 at the Titans, 42 points the total.
This is an interesting one. The Bills have been a roller coaster so far this season. Rex Ryan has them doing push-ups now for when they have penalties in practice. The Titans coming off of a bye. I don't, you know, the Bills are kind of an uneven team. I don't know if Carlos Williams plays because of the concussion. Tennessee, I think, is better than maybe they're getting credit for, and they're getting some points in this one. I think Tennessee wins this game as well. So I'm going to put two units on the Titans at home.
And I went ahead and I gave this out to my clients at Open when Tennessee was +3. would have loved for the Bills to have won last week. Then it would have been a great bet. I still think it was a really good bet, plus three. Now it's down to 2.5. I'm going to temper my enthusiasm a little because I lost a key number, but I agree with you, Ross. Tennessee is home in the state of Tennessee here. They don't leave from the middle of September until Halloween. I've never seen that before. Great chance for a young team to gel off their bye, and they stay home throughout October. Titans plus 2.5, one unit.
The best bet.
All right, Steve, the Baltimore Ravens at home, minus 6.5 against the Cleveland Browns, 43.5 the total.
Well, we got there with an under with Baltimore-Pittsburgh. And I'm going to go to the well again with Steve Smith out for Baltimore. I don't see them scoring a lot of points against that Cleveland defense. And frankly, I know Cleveland had a lot of success against the Chargers, but I don't see Cleveland as having the playmakers to be able to put points up. Division rivals, I'm going under the 43.5, two units.
You know, it's interesting because I think the Ravens probably win the game, but I'm not sure where they're going to get the offense from. I'm sure they're going to try to run it down Cleveland's throat. We'll see if they have success with that. And Josh McCown, though, has been throwing the ball the last six quarters or so better than he has in a long time. So I'm not going to touch the over-under. I'll just put one unit on Cleveland, getting those 6.5 points because they always play well against the Ravens, and in particular in Baltimore. So give me one unit on the Browns getting the 6.5.
All right, Ross, the Atlanta Falcons at home, minus 7.5 against the Redskins, 48 points the total.
Whew, that 7.5 number looms large. The Redskins have been a pretty solid team so far this year. I recognize the Falcons are blowing people out, Falcons at home, Falcons playing really well. I see all those things, but both these teams really like to run the football, and that over-under number seems pretty high to me. And I also think that given the Redskins, the way they've played this year, 7.5 points is a lot. So one unit on the Redskins and two units on the under in this ball game. Under 48 and one unit to the Redskins getting 7.5 points. The Redskins, other than that Giants game, have been pretty good to me this year.
And it worked for me last week. I'm going to go with it this week. Two-team teaser. We'll take Atlanta from the 7.5 down to the 1.5, and I'll tease them with the next game, Kansas City against Chicago, and I'll tease Kansas City down to minus 2.5 for a two-unit play. Both teams basically just have to win the games.
All right, well, you said it. Steve, you already gave yours. So, Ross, Kansas City minus 9.5. They're hosting the Bears, 45 the total.
Yeah, I can't give that many points. I mean, I think the Chiefs win. I think they probably win by double digits. If I had to lean, I guess I'd lean that way. But that's a lot of points for a team that, you know, couldn't get in the end zone once last week. So I'm just going to pass this game. This both the line and the total, I don't see a lot of value there. So I'm passing this one.
All right, what about the Eagles at home? Minus 4.5 against the New Orleans Saints, 49 points.
Well, I really think that the Eagles are going to win the game. But the number that jumps out to me here is the total. I mean, both of these teams have not been as good offensively as you would normally think. In fact, they both struggled. And defensively, the Eagles are pretty good. The Saints, not so much, but Cowboys only scored 20 points. The Eagles offensively challenged. So I'm going to bang two units on the under in this one, under 49.
I was considering it, and then I saw the Saints have given up 6.5 yards per play, and I just can't trust that defense. And the Eagles did play 5 of 6 games on the road, if you count their last two preseason games. So they may start gelling. I'm going to go ahead and put one unit reluctantly on the Eagles here, minus the 4.5.
All right, Steve, how about the Packers minus 9 against the Rams, 46 points there.
Yeah, and I really wanted to get 10 points. St. Louis has been a really, really good underdog in this role. And with Gurley coming in, I think they're a completely different team. Running backs don't matter in the NFL, but I think he actually does matter. I'm going to put a unit on St. Louis plus the 9.5 points here.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot to me as well. I like the Rams pass defense, in particular their D-line against the Packers O-line. I like that matchup. I think that, you know, they'll be able to ride Gurley as well. So I'm going to put just one unit on the Rams. The Packers, I think, will win the game. The Packers never lose at Lambeau, it seems like. But just because of the fact of Gurley and the D-line, I think the Rams usually do a pretty darn good job of keeping it close. Should also mention, by the way, that not only do we make picks and place bets for you guys and give you some advice, we also have an awesome opportunity for you to place your bets yourself at betdsi.com. As soon as I realized they were giving us $10 free with the code Tucker10, I signed up at betdsi.com, one of the original online sports books, been around 16 years. They actually set a lot of these lines. Website's quick, easy to use, pretty good on mobile as well. They get an A-plus on many sportsbook review sites. So I would just take advantage of the free $10 like a lot of you already have. It's also a great email confirmation to forward to me at ross@rostucker.com if you want to ask Steve a specific question. So, again, if you're looking for a place to play, go to betdsi.com now. Use the promo code Tucker10, and you'll get $10 free to get yourself started at betdsi.com.
The best bet.
Sorry, guys. That was from the St. Louis from the last
No, it's my fault, Brian. I jumped the gun. I was so excited about betdsi.com.
Well, who isn't? -3 is the Bengals, if you want to place a bet at BetDSI, against the Seahawks. 43.5 points, the total there in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I think the Bengals probably end up winning a close one. Seattle is really offensively challenged right now, but their defense is playing at a very high level yet again. I'm just going to put one unit. I'm seeing 43.5 as the total. I'm going to put one unit on the under here. I don't see a lot of scoring in this game. In fact, I changed my mind. Two units on the under in this game.
Yeah, I'm going to have a play on the Bengals here. Even though I've got Seattle rated 1 point better than Cincinnati, I got Seattle 6 points better than average team, and I have the Bengals only 5 points. But I love the spot that Seattle played Monday Night Football, night game, and now they got a wheel back. West Coast team has to wheel back and play a 10 a.m. start time, and the Bengals a magnified home field advantage. So you add that all up, and I think it points to the Bengals getting the win. So two units on the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm with you, Ross. I'm going to play two units on the under 43.5. A big reason for that is the Bengals. Who have they played? Oakland, San Diego, Kansas City, Baltimore, high-scoring teams for the most part. Now they get a low-scoring team. Let's go under two units for a best bet.
The best bet.
All right, Steve, on to the 4 o'clock Eastern games. We've got the Arizona Cardinals, -2.5 at the Lions, 44 points.
Boy, I just hate laying points on the road. It's a bad subset, but my numbers say that Arizona's in a good spot here and that they're a good 7 points better than Detroit, so I'll do it. One unit, Arizona -2.5.
Whew. I think I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to put a unit on Detroit. I just think at home, getting some points. Detroit, Arizona showed some real susceptibility to the run. Now, I know that a lot of that was turnover-driven as well, but I just don't think the Lions are like an 0-6, 0-8 type of team. They're going to get a win here. So I'm going to go one unit on Detroit.
Well, Ross, here's another one where you're laying points on the road. It's the Patriots, -9 at the Cowboys, 50 points the total there.
Well, I think this line kind of nailed it. I think the Patriots probably win by about 10 points. I think that the game's pretty high scoring. So I guess if I had to lean one way, I don't have much of a lean. I'd probably lean Patriots because that's just kind of what they do, but I'm going to pass this game.
I'm going to pass it as well, but this game is illustrative of how people make a living betting the NFL. If you remember back in the summer when Brady got suspended for 4 games and it became clear that that was probably going to become 1 or 2 games, as it turned out it was 0. In my pocket, I have New England +3 in this game. No interest in laying 9.
All right, Steve, what about the Denver Broncos? Another team laying points on the road, -5 at the Raiders, 43.5 there.
Boy, now this is going to sound crazy, and I know I lost a unit on Oakland in a bad spot, which I did say it was a bad spot last week, but my power rating said go ahead and support them, but it's a good spot this week. We got the Broncos 4-0. Manning is not playing that well, even though he's playing better in the pistol. And Jack Del Rio was a defensive coordinator for Oakland. I want to ask Ross for Denver. He was even the medical when Fox was out for medical reasons. He was the head coach for a few games, the interim. And now, if anyone knows about Denver, it should be Jack Del Rio. And I think that's a huge advantage for Oakland. And because of that, 3-unit bet for me on Oakland, and I'm curious to see, Ross, what you think about that angle, the head coach against his former team.
Well, certainly he has a really good feel for the personnel, and from going against it in practice for a couple of years, he's a good feel for Peyton Manning. But I think that's overstated at times. I mean, I think usually you have a pretty good idea. Now, from being in those meetings, he might have a good idea of what vulnerabilities exist there. But I wouldn't put too much stock in that. Plus, the flip side of that, although it's Ken Norton Jr.'s defense in Oakland, is that Peyton Manning has a pretty good feel for Del Rio and what he likes to do. I think advantage Oakland in that regard, though, because it is Ken Norton's defense more than Del Rio's defense. I'm not going to put a unit on Oakland, though. They're disappointing. I'm not going to do it. I just think that offensive line against the Broncos' D-line is a problem. I'm going to pass this game. I guess if I was going to lean one way, I probably would lean Oakland at home, getting the 5 points, but I don't feel good enough about it to put the unit on it.
Ross, Sunday Night Football has the Giants hosting the Niners. The Giants -7, and the total there, 43 points.
It's pretty amazing that the Giants are 7-point favorites over anybody. Says a lot about the 49ers at this point. This is kind of a gut call here, but I'm going to put a unit on the Niners. Their defense looked really good against Green Bay last week. It's on national television. I don't care if it's Kaepernick running around. I don't care how they do it. I think the Niners will be right there with the Giants throughout this game. So I'll put one unit on the Niners in this one.
You know, you got to be awfully brave to bet on either the San Francisco Oakland teams than the Bay Area. I got to pass this game. San Fran, 4.7 yards per play. They give up 6.2, but Kaepernick, wow, has he ever regressed? Will he even be in the league in 2 years? I pass.
All right, finally, Steve, we've got the Monday night game, which has the Chargers at home -3 against the Pittsburgh Steelers, 45.5 the total.
And you know, it's interesting because this total has been bet up from 44.5, and that's all based on San Diego and the fact that they had a shootout against the Cleveland Browns, of all people, with 3 O-linemen out. So San Diego is crippled, but you cannot bet on the Steelers with Michael Vick, who is washed up and trying his best, but he's 35, and he's just lost 2 steps. I want to bet against both these teams, and they're playing each other. I reluctantly have to pass.
Yeah, this line seems just about right to me. I think the Chargers are probably about 3 points better than the Pittsburgh Steelers on Monday night. I'm tempted by the under, very tempted by the under. In fact, anytime I'm really tempted, it's more fun. I'm going to put one unit on the under in this game. That came through for us in Baltimore-Pittsburgh, even though they went to overtime. So you look at this game, I don't know that Vic and the Steelers put up that many points. And I think that the Steelers' defense is a little bit better than we thought they'd be. So 1 point on the under in that one for me. And that'll do it. Boy, we went flying through today's edition of the Even Money Podcast. Cannot encourage you highly enough to check out Steve on Twitter at Fezzik Sports, or check out his work over at pregame.com. Or you can always follow me on Twitter at Ross Tucker NFL. If you want to make sure you find out about any special offers we have or when these podcasts are posted, follow Brian at RTF Podcast. Of course, if you have any other questions you want to ask Steve specifically about gambling, the pros, etc., just forward me an email confirmation from one of our sponsors, ross@rostucker.com. Until next week, good luck, everybody. Hope you win some money.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, the Fantasy Feast Podcast, and the College Draft Podcast, all available on iTunes at rostucker.com or wherever podcasts can be found.